Welcome back to the Garden with Joe and Holly Radio Show. Happy you're with us today. If you got problems with Japanese beetles, well, Rescue has a trap that will fix or detour or eliminate the problem in your garden.
Japanese beetle traps, when used properly, draw beetles away from your plants and trees. The trick is to hang them 30 feet from the plants you want to protect. That way you lure the beetles away from areas where they cause damage and trap them. Rescue Japanese beetle traps are the only traps with a control release lure that lasts the entire beetle season. Their extra large bag is welded directly to the trap and stays put even when it's full of beetles. And the Rescue Japanese beetle trap is the only way to trap it with a reusable bag that opens and closes at the bottom. So you can dump the beetles out empty and keep trapping them with the same trap. You go to rescue.com, made in the USA. Again, that's rescue.com.
Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Gary Oppenheimer is the CEO and founder of AmpleHarvest.org, and we are going to learn more about this unique and important organization. Welcome to the program, Gary.
Thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, not only to educate Holly and myself, but all of our listeners. And let's just start with it right off the bat. What is AmpleHarvest.org?
AmpleHarvest.org is a now 11-year-old nationwide nonprofit. It's the only program of its kind in the country, and it's set out really to solve two distinct problems simultaneously. One is to enable the America's home and community gardeners to be able to donate their surplus harvest to one of nearly 9,000 local food pantries across the country. On the other hand, it's also the only program in the country that enables food pantries across America to receive locally grown fresh food without needing to buy costly additional refrigeration and storage. So we're solving two problems at the same time. Gardeners who had too much food, it was going to waste, they can now donate it. And food pantries that didn't know they could accept the food and didn't have the capacity to accept it. AmpleHarvest.org addressed both of those simultaneously on a nationwide scale.
Well, that's very interesting. How did you create AmpleHarvest.org? Where was the aha moment?
There are probably two I will speak of. One was when I was a child and my family inculcated with me with finish what's on your plate. Kids are starving in Europe. I learned about not wasting food. That was one thing. By the way, that was back in the 1950s, but that was one. But the other thing was that I was running a community garden here in the town of West Milford in northern New Jersey. The people in the community garden were kind of frustrated with the food that was left over at the end of the season, people overwhelmed, food going to waste, whatever. And I had suggested if we're going to have an ample harvest, the least we could do is get it to hungry people. People loved it. We started putting a local program together. There are many other local programs like that across the country where people do gleaning. But the aha moment occurred in March of 2009, when I went online and found that when I went looking for food pantries, Google said the nearest one was 25 miles away in another town, and I knew my town had several. I'm one of the pioneers in electronic communications going back to the 70s and 80s, and I realized if I am having a problem making this connection, so is every other gardener. And I sat down. Woke up the next morning, sat down, put an outline together of what I thought a solution would look like in terms of educating gardeners and enabling food pantries to receive the food by way of a custom directory, and it all came together in one four-hour session. Put it together, looked at it, said, this is something worth doing. I found two volunteers to help me. One was a brilliant woman who was a web designer. Another one was a gentleman in New Jersey who helps with data engines. And over the course of the next several weeks, we took my vision and turned it into a website. And then in mid-May 2009, AmpleHarvest.org was launched. And I knew that I hit something on target because in 150 days, more than 1,000 food pantries across America signed up and said, we want to be a part of this. And at that point, it wasn't a nonprofit. It was an aging geek with a really good idea. Eventually, I incorporated into a 501c3 nonprofit in April of 2010, and a year later, I'm at the White House with the President and the First Lady. I'm a CNN hero. All these other things quickly took off. We built up a staff, but basically was born around a discussion in a community garden in northern New Jersey.
Well, and here's the thing. people, when you see people, you don't know that they're hungry. They don't wear a sign that says, hey, I've got a big house, but I don't have any food.
Actually, not only is that correct, I'm going to take it a step further. The heart of ampleharvest.org isn't a hunger program in the traditional sense. People basically in America are not starving to death. They're malnourished. The country's exceedingly well-fed, but malnourished. What we're trying to do is get improved nourishment into the food pantry system so that people have the opportunity to get those fresh zucchini, tomatoes, whatever, instead of jars and cans and boxes, highly processed food. So this really dramatically changes the health quotient of the millions and millions of people that temporarily or longer term need to use a food pantry. Cisco Systems, the internet company, not the food company, did an analysis a couple of years ago, and they determined, and this number is really, really big, they determined that if every gardener in America, by the way, these are pre-pandemic numbers, but if every gardener knew that he or she could donate food, and if every food pantry in America was a part of AmpleHarvest.org, that end game, the nation's health care costs would drop $58 billion a year. Reductions in obesity, diabetes, hypertension, et cetera, just because the gardeners across America have the opportunity to do what they've always wanted to do, which is share their surplus harvest with the local food program.
That's definitely very amazing. Now, food waste is a real problem in the USA and any developed country. How much food do Americans waste per year?
I'm going to speak to the garden produce stuff because the numbers on the actual, the whole farm-to-table stuff, it's a staggering amount of food. But just, and forgetting what the USDA and ReFed and everybody else says about overall food waste, gardeners alone, there's another 11-plus billion pounds of food wasted in home and community gardens on top of the national statistics. It's a huge amount of food. It not only affects the hunger and nutrition, it actually affects climate change because the food waste is one of the key contributors to climate change around the globe. Reduce the waste of food, you reduce climate change. And you're doing good on a sustained basis for the community and the country.
Okay. So we are talking with Gary Oppenheimer from AmpleHarvest.org. So why do home gardeners end up with so much food waste, and how could that be prevented?
I don't think it can be prevented from the standpoint that we all, and I'm speaking myself as a gardener, come March and April, we're typically planting more than we can possibly eat. We're all eager to get out. We're all eager to get the seeds and the seedlings in the ground. There's also the reality that not everything you plant is going to grow or some animals are going to eat it, so you plant more than you need. But the other issue is that many of the things we grow all ripen at the same time. So all your tomatoes are coming at the same time. All the zucchini, you can't handle that much food. So the problem isn't that there's too much food. It's too much food in too short a period of time. And that's the opportunity for the gardeners to say, I've got more tomatoes than I can use. Let me donate it. That means I eliminate the waste of food. I've grown as much as I want. I have plenty for my dinner table. And the rest goes to hungry families. So you're not going to try to prevent it. As a matter of fact, our data shows that gardeners, once they know they can donate, if they have the space, two-thirds will enlarge their gardens deliberately for donation. So we're taking it, changing the story from the waste of food to the opportunity to nourish the community and the country, all by simply patching into the fact that a gardener has a passion to do something good and the produce with which to do it.
Well, how can people like Holly and myself and our listeners find a pantry with the fresh harvest to receive it? What do we need to do? How can we find them?
Perfect. Great question. Visit www.ampleharvest.org, and under the grower menu, you're going to find a pantry. You put in your zip code, and up is going to come a listing of a bunch of food pantries in your neighborhood that have all signed up to receive the fresh food. You pick the one that's most convenient to you, and then typically they will say, please give us the food on this day of the week or these times. And this is really important because this allows the food to go from your garden to them to a hungry family in hours, and that's why they don't need the refrigeration. If you find a pantry that's convenient to you in terms of where it is and in terms of their hours for receiving the food, and once that you're aware of that, you'll donate for the rest of your gardening life. So ampleharvest.org is the nexus for connecting you with the need in your community. Once that connection is made, if you're gardening for 20 more years, you've got 20 more years of donations.
Well,
By the way, go ahead. We also share our data with other nationwide food waste and hunger nonprofits so they can do their good work. So we're considered the national resource for food pantries across the country. And I want to be clear about one other thing. The term food pantry is where a hungry family goes. In some places, it's called a food cupboard, food shelf, food closet, or even a food bank. But it's basically any program where a hungry family can come to get food so they can get some nourishment on the dinner table.
How can people who are listening that may have or work at a food pantry, food bank, food closet, sign up for yours through Ample Harvest to notify gardeners that, hey, we can do this on our end?
It's very simple. Visit ampleharvest.org. You'll find a link on there for your pantry to sign up. We have only two requirements. You must be or be affiliated with a nonprofit. You must distribute the food for free. If you fit those criteria, sign up. We will vet you to make sure that you meet the criteria, and then we sort of turn on your front porch lights. And from that point on, you become visible to all of the gardeners near you. Our vision is that gardeners within, say, a 9 or 10-mile radius of you, so let's say 250 square miles of gardeners, will funnel that surplus food to you, and that you become connected to those gardeners on a sustained basis.
It's definitely been very amazing hearing about all of this. So how can people, again, how can people find out more information on where to find all of the information provided today?
Visit ampleharvest.org. Follow us on social media. And the website is the nexus for everything. By the way, we have a program in partnership with Bonnie Plants for Grow More, Feed More to enable even more people to learn about and for donating food. People, by the way, who aren't gardeners can help ampleharvest.org do our work if they want to come and make a donation or if they want to sponsor a food pantry or even if their business wants to sponsor all of the food pantry listings in the state. We have several avenues open so that whether you're a gardener or simply have a big heart, you can help ampleharvest.org end the waste of food and malnutrition nationwide.
Well, Gary, we greatly appreciate the time you've offered us, sharing what we can all do as gardeners and helping people who are less fortunate than we are.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure, and I welcome everybody to come and visit. And if they have any questions, you can email us at info@ampleharvest.org. But thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.